Have you memorized the notes already? Oh, thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. We bless you, sir. We praise you, sir. Pastor, what are you doing lately with having different individuals share something? Paul said a church can reach the point where everyone can have a psalm, a hymn, a word. And if you can learn to be bold in here, it'll be easier out there. The season of knowing. Sister Gail, sometimes people ask me about something I'll say and they go, "Where'd you hear that?" "I didn't." "Well, how do you know that?" I really can't tell you. I just, all of a sudden, in here, I knew it. And we are coming into a time, as I was preparing for tonight, the Lord said, tell the people we're coming into a season of knowing, where you're going to know things, and there is no, I guess Brother Brian would say, no natural reason for you to know that, but all of a sudden you just know. Now, for some of you, it's going to help you in your business because you're going to know the right property to buy. You're going to know the right stock to invest in. You're going to know the right place to apply for a job. And you may walk in and say, "I'm here to apply for a job," and they say, "We're not hiring." And while they're talking to you, word comes in that they're hiring all of a sudden. And because you have that knowing, no, I know that y'all are about to hire, and I wanted to be here first. Pastor, how does it work? I really can't tell you, Brother John. I just know that all of a sudden, it's like in here, I just know something. And it's different than when you think about something and you think something up on it. The spirit of knowing is actually the Holy Spirit revealing to you the unknown. And Brother Scott, we have to be ready every minute of every day to hear in here. Because he might tell us, I mean, sometimes I'm driving down the road and the Lord says, "Turn here." I've avoided car wrecks by turning there. I've seen things I wouldn't have normally seen by turning there. And I've turned there and go down that road and turn again when he said. And then I get to a place and I stop and I go, "Okay, Lord, what am I doing?" He said, "You're learning to hear." Okay, I'll turn around and go back now because I'm learning to hear. Every time God speaks to you, learn this wisdom. Patsy, every time God speaks to you doesn't mean, wait, there's a great revelation coming. There's a powerful world change. No, sometimes God is just teaching you to hear his voice. And in those times of obedience, you learn obedience by hearing and responding to what you hear. Don't expect that every time God shows you something, the world is going to change because you had a revelation. But I'm telling you, Gail, we're coming into a season of knowing. And Rob, you're going to be doing something and all of a sudden you're going to know an answer. You're going to know a formula. You're going to know an action. You're going to know something that's supposed to take place. And Brother Richard, when you know it and you act on what you know, blessings will overflow. You are my friends if you do what I command you. Now, we're under the law when he spoke this. So under the law, he is speaking to people who are not born again. They're not of the family of God. They are just in faith to be in the family of God. And he said, "You are my friends if you do what I command you." Well, we used to sing a song, "Friendship with Jesus, oh what joy divine." Why do we sing about a place we have exceeded long ago? I don't have friendship with Jesus. I have fellowship with my brother. I'm family. I'm not a friend of God. I'm a son of God. I'm an heir and joint heir. You are my friends if you do what I command you. But remember, he said that under law. He said, "No longer, still under law, do I call you slaves, For the slave does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. Now I want you to notice we're at John 15. We're drawing close to the end of 3 years of ministry. And in that 3 years, he said, I have made known to you all the wisdom that God made known to me to put into the earth. If we were to study Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and correlate the four into one epistle or one letter to the body of Christ, we would begin to get an accumulation of the wisdom of God that was necessary to be released into the earth for resurrection life to exist on the earth. Now, some people ask, why are some ministries so in love with the Pauline revelation? Because Paul went beyond what was necessary to get the grace of God into the earth. He went into telling you how the grace of God works in the earth. Because under the ministry of Paul, we had escaped the law. And I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again because it just came to me so clearly today. All of this junk that's going on with returning to our Jewish roots, keeping the feast days, keeping the festival days, returning to our Jewish heritage, is a crock of horse manure from hell. Well, Pastor, that's just your opinion. No, let me tell you what Paul said. Paul said, when I see you keeping the feasts in these days, you frighten me. Well, Pastor, where is that? In Paul's writings. But he said, you frighten me because you're going back to keeping that. Yet we have people today that want to walk in the Pauline revelation of grace, but they want to go back to that. And Paul said, you scare me. Having experienced and tasted the grace of God and wanting to go back to feast days and festival and keeping the law. But I want you to get this. If there was enough revelation that came in the first 3 years of the ministry of our Lord Redeemer to prepare the earth to receive the grace gift of God, because you've got to understand, there was almost 1,000 years of fallen from grace, of sin multiplied, born in sin, bred in sin, conceived in sin. And yet, all of the sin that was in the earth was not enough to stop the grace gift of God when the knowledge of God came into the earth. Pastor, what are you saying? I want you to get this. For Christ to break the law, no, fulfill the law, and break its hold on man. He did not break the law. He fulfilled the law and broke its hold to keep man captive. For that to happen, enough knowledge of God had to come into the earth for the stage to be prepared for that to take place. And Jesus said, the ultimate teacher said, I have made known to you everything that the Father has showed me that's necessary to get the earth to that stand. Now, Pastor, you started talking about the spirit of knowing and now you went into something else. No. Here's what I'm saying to you. God wants to speak to Ethel because there's knowledge he wants to get into the earth to release the revival that's coming. There's revelation that God wants to release into Damon because when Damon speaks that out, well, Pastor, how many people do I have to tell? Is it 1, 10, 12? Most of the counsel of God was spoken to 3 to 12 people. And it was enough to change the earth. Why? It's not how many people hear the word. It's that the word gets into the earth. So in this season of knowing, Scott's got to be ready, because there's things that he's just going to know. And if he will seize it with boldness and speak it, he's preparing the stage for the coming. As the Lord was dealing with me about tonight, I thought, James, that we were starting off with something simple. And the more the Lord opened it up to me, the bigger it got, and he was showing me. It was necessary for someone to come and start discussing the knowledge and counsel of God to prepare the earth, to make it ready to receive its Savior. And for the revival to come that God wants to loose into this nation and from this nation into all the earth. Because every great revival that's hit a nation eventually hit the earth. Whether it was the Welsh revival, the 100-year revival that hit the Moravians in Germany and then went out from there to all over the earth, the Welsh revival that shook America and other parts of the earth, the revivals that occurred in America, and emissaries went out from those revivals to all over the world. But there has to be a knowledge of God, Winnie, that comes alive in us, and we don't hesitate to share with everyone we come in contact with. Kennard, the Lord showed me this today. I was at work, and all of a sudden I just knew, because it was something I didn't know before, and all of a sudden it was alive, it was real in my belly. And when you begin to speak these things out that you're knowing, it's not so everybody goes, oh, that's Sister Jerry, she hears from God. No, it's not so everybody will go, boy, that's Sister Ruth, she is deep. No, no. We need to recognize that when we hear it, hear. Because God has given a word to Brother Richard. Revelation comes alive in him, and he just knows. When he shares it with you, you become involved in that level of revelation. And when you share with others, you don't have to take credit and go, well, the Lord showed me. I was talking with Brother Richard, and when he said these words, it came alive in my spirit. So I know it's God. Now you've got two bearing witness to the same spirit of truth. And what are you doing? You're laying the foundation for God to do a work. You see, there's always been someone laying the foundation for what was done. Even when the Lord Jesus came to the earth, there had to be one who came and continually spoke, make straight the way of the Lord, and decreed he is coming. Well, I want you to start becoming pregnant with the revival God wants to bring into the earth. It's been a long time since 1978 when God began to speak to me about revival anointing and the fact that Austin would be known as the revival center of the nation. I've decreed it. I've declared it. Through the years since then, we've had different prophets and prophetesses who have came to Austin to say God had given them a revelation that Austin would be greatly used of God as a center of revival for the nation. But I believe we're approaching that moment that we've been speaking it. Now we're going to know it. And out of knowing it, we'll say it in a different realm other than believing that it's going to take place because God said it. Now we just have a knowledge about it, and something goes off in us when we begin to share. Aisha may be doing the dishes. Like, that's going to happen. No. Aisha may be doing the dishes, and all of a sudden, she just knows, as Brother Hagin used to say, in her knower. God just showed this to me. And she turns to Jordan and says, Jordan, God just showed me this. Now they both become pregnant. They start, you know, Aisha was washing the dishes the other day, and all of a sudden she just knew this. It just came alive in her. And when she shared it with me, it came alive in me. And you begin to share it with her. What are you doing? You're networking the power of God in the foundation for revival to take place. But I've called you friends, for all things that I have learned, that I've heard from my Father, I've made known to you. He didn't say I held a little back because you weren't ready for it. He said, I gave it all to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you would go and bear fruit and that your fruit would remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. Now, we've discussed this before. Asking in my name doesn't mean you add in Jesus' name to whatever you want to pray. You're praying for the purpose of redeeming something out of the earth system. Whether it's your health, your wealth, your joy, your peace, a lost loved one, you are praying in his name when you are praying for the purpose of redeeming in the earth what was not God's, now to be God's. Friends of our Lord know what their Lord is doing in the earth. How much more so heirs and joint heirs with the Lord should we know what he's doing? Now at this point, I am to have you say this with me. I am a child of God, an heir and joint heir with the anointed Redeemer. Therefore, I am in line of inheritance to know what my daddy's doing in the earth. Pastor, how do you know that belongs there? You have to know where the mark is in the notes. I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Understand, this knowing is going to come in stages. What I'm about to do in the earth, the Lord is saying, I can't do yet. So therefore, you can't know that. But you know this is preparatory for that. Pastor, what are you saying? When God begins to release this season of knowing and this spirit of knowing, Phoebe, it's going to be at this level. And just about the time you get comfortable functioning at that level, it's going to go to another level. And just as you're getting used to functioning at that level, it's going to go to another level. Why? Because the kingdom of God doesn't come overnight. It comes progressively, just as it was with our Redeemer. So Beatrice, one day we're walking at this level of knowledge, but we have to start embracing that, saying, I'm an heir and joint heir. If the friends of God are to know what he's doing, the sons of God are most certainly to know what he's doing. I'm a son of God. Therefore, I have intimate knowledge of what God's doing in the earth. But Pastor, what if I don't? This is how you do. You start calling things that be not as though they are, because it lines up with the Holy Word. At the time before the cross, they were trapped in their carnal minds, and they couldn't know more. Well, Pastor, we're born again. But our carnal mind is still affecting our behavior until our spirit man is more real to us than our mental man. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. How much of the truth?
All.
Just a little bit?
All.
For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak. Did you know the Holy Spirit of God flows in the spirit of knowing? He hears from God, then what he knows of God, he speaks to us. Therefore, what Jerry hears from God, she knows of God and she speaks to others, because that's the way the kingdom system works. We share the knowledge we have of our God, because no one has it all. So Jerry shares a piece, Ethel shares a piece, Damon shares a piece, Tara, are you listening? Linda says, I got this from God, and people go, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come. Now let's break this down. However, you're not where you need to be yet. And you're not ready to even learn it yet. But when He, the Spirit of Truth, the spiritual side of the New Covenant Word, you see, the Word is both Spirit and it is life. And it is the Holy Spirit that releases the life in it and gives you the spirit of the word that was said. He guides the believer in the truth. Pastor Jim, I read the Bible, and so much of the time, it just seems like so many words begin to decree, the spirit of knowing is within me, and the Holy Spirit reveals to me what the word contains for me. He guides the believer. So here's the job description of the Holy Spirit. He comes to you to open the spiritual side of the new covenant so you can see the Spirit operating in the Word. And then He guides you into all the truth that God has released into the earth through His Word. He hears our Lord and relates His message to us. You have a direct line to Daddy God called the Holy Spirit. He reveals to us things that are yet to occur. Not only will He open the Word to us, but He'll show us things that the Word is pointing to that were hidden within the Word. And even beyond the Word, as we reach that level of that spirit of knowing. He will glorify me, for He will take of mine and will disclose it to you. He will take of mine and disclose it. What does it mean to disclose to you? To make it known to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said, He takes of mine and discloses and will disclose it to you. What does this scripture mean to Anitra? Here's what it's supposed to mean to her. There is no hidden knowledge in God that she can't tap into. Pastor, where do you get that? All things that the Father has, the Lord Jesus said, are mine. And the Holy Spirit will take what is mine and disclose it to Anitra. Therefore, as a born-again child of God, an heir and joint heir with the anointed redeemer, she has access to all the counsel of God. Oh, church. When you begin to say, I have access to all the counsel of Jehovah, Lord of hosts, all the wisdom and knowledge of God, the Holy Spirit will disclose to me, you start pressing into another realm of life. Receive of the Lord's victories, triumphs, spoils, and give us those insights. Holy Spirit, it says here that you receive from God all of the victories He accomplished, all of the triumphs, all the spoil He took back from the devil. Give me those insights so that I may know the whole counsel of God. You do not have because you do not ask. And you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives so that you may spend it on your own pleasures. That's not talking about just spending money. That's talking about spending the knowledge of the revelation, building yourself up rather than building the kingdom. He says you're not properly asking. And when you do ask, you don't receive, because you're asking for self, not for kingdom purpose. I don't know why I'm clicking and knocking and banging, but I'm very audacious about it. Yes, that was a pun. So this verse tells me I need to start living in expectation, living in anticipation of possessing the full counsel of God now in the earth. Say this with me. In this season of knowing, the spirit of knowledge, and of wisdom, is coming alive in me and magnifying the truth of God through me. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. What was the mind that was in Christ Jesus? That he could access whatever the Father had. So what mind should be in Lou tonight? What mind should be in Brian tonight? What mind should be in Marilyn tonight? That we can access everything that is in the counsel of God. Because the scripture said, let. That word let is also translated cause or allow. The word of truth mindset. It is possible to think God thoughts. In this season of knowing, what is that when all of a sudden you just know something? Your spirit is thinking God thoughts. What happens when you begin to press into thinking God thoughts? You start living God-like. You start demonstrating God power. You start believing for God miracles. Thinking God thoughts can lead to doing God deeds. The season of knowing leads to the season of doing. The season of doing leads to the season of being God's hand extended into the earth. He, the Spirit of truth, when he has come, might, possibly could. There's a 60-40 chance. No, he, when he has come, will do what? Reveal to you everything the Father has. He'll lead you in truth. He'll show you what's to come. If you know what's going to take place, that's a spirit of knowing. If you have the wisdom that he opens the word to you, that's a spirit of knowing. Your Lord wants you to enter his victory. Everything he won in the resurrection, he wants you to benefit from. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. What does that verse mean to every believer? This verse says, when you know who you are, then you know what belongs to you. And you come boldly to the throne of grace, unmerited favor, that you may obtain whatever mercy can supply. What can mercy supply? Everything. That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. When is the time of need? A time of need is any time you find yourself short of something. That need may be health. It may be wisdom. It may be knowledge. It may be understanding. It may be joy. It may be angelic intervention. It may be Holy Spirit revelation. But he said, anytime Rosie's in need, she can come boldly to the throne of God, knowing that the Holy Spirit that's been given to her will lead her and guide her in truth and show her things that are to come. And she can obtain mercy to find grace, God's unmerited help, God's unmerited favor to help her in that time where she needs something from God. In this season of knowing, boldness will begin to occur in you, because once you begin to know that God is revealing to you, you know that God is using you. You know, there's a whole lot of people live their entire Christian life and never know that God is using them. But in this season, God is saying, I want you to come boldly before the throne of grace and expect that you will have your need to know fulfilled. So I say to you tonight, revival is coming. Hallelujah. A great awakening is coming. But it begins with a spirit of knowing and you giving voice to what the Holy Spirit is revealing to you. Here a little, there a little. Over here a little, over there a little. And it comes together And that foundation begins to be laid. Not all foundations are poured out of a concrete truck. Some of them are laid one stone at a time. But from that foundation, a great building is built. A whole lot of things are happening for this body. Right now, as we're sitting here tonight, things are happening for us financially. Amen. Supernatural wealth transfer coming to this body. Offerings like we have never seen before coming to this body. Divine favor opening up blessings that God is bringing to us. But miracles and signs and wonders are coming to this body. Supernatural presence and power of God. I fully expect here to see people coming to church and getting here before the ushers. They're sitting in the parking lot waiting when the ushers show up. And they come in and they begin to seek God. Father, I'm here. I want to see you. I want to hear you. I want to know you. I want to experience you tonight. I want you to show yourself mighty on behalf of everybody who comes into this building. You don't come in, God bless me and my wife and my son and his wife, us four, no more. No, God, I want to see your hand extended to everyone that comes in this place. You start seeing people get here 30 minutes early, an hour early, hour and a half early, 2 hours early. Pretty soon, hon, you ain't going to be able to find your seat. Because when you anticipate the outpouring of the glory of God, God doesn't disappoint. Say this with me. I am entering God's season of knowing supernatural revelation knowledge comes alive in me. God shows to me his intimate counsel, reveals to me his purpose in the earth, and shows to me what his Spirit is doing in this hour for the church. You're loved, you're blessed, go with God.